clashes with Azerbaijan as the opposition kept up pressure on the country's leader to resign over the handling of the conflict. More than 5,000 people, including civilians, were killed in Armenia and Azerbaijan when clashes erupted between the ex-Soviet enemies in late September over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. The war ended in November with a peace agreement that saw the Russia-allied Armenians cede parts of territory to Azerbaijan, which is backed by Turkey. The deal sparked fury in Armenia, with the opposition urging the prime minister to resign. On the first day of national mourning on Saturday, Armenia's prime minister was expected to lead a procession to a memorial complex in the capital city where victims of the conflict are buried. The opposition planned to hold a separate march later in the day. More than 300 schoolboys kidnapped last week in an attack on their school in northwest Nigeria have arrived in the capital of Katsina State after their release on Thursday. Friends and family gathered to greet the boys with tears and hugs as they arrived. The boys were abducted 1 week ago from the all-boys government science secondary school in Kankara in Katsina State. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels claim responsibility for the abduction, saying they attacked the school because it believes Western education is un-Islamic, factional leader Abubakar Shekau said in a video earlier this week. More than 800 students were at the school at the time of the attack. Hundreds escaped, but over 300 boys were taken. They told authorities this week that they had been beaten by their captors and forced to march through the forest as government forces pursued them. This is VOA News, and here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus crisis. Italy, one of the countries worst hit by COVID-19, will be classified a red zone over the Christmas and New Year periods, meaning that between December 21st and January 6th, people will only be allowed to leave their homes once a day to visit friends or relatives, and travel between regions will be banned. And starting from December 24th, bars and restaurants will also be closed. However, the rules will be relaxed on December 28th, 29th, and 30th, as well as on January 4th, when shops will remain open until 9 p.m. and people can move about freely. Swiss regulators gave the green light to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, with immunization set to start within days as the country battles rising coronavirus cases and deaths. It is the first COVID-19 vaccine approved in the wealthy Alpine nation, but others are being assessed. The Swiss health minister says vaccinations will start in the coming days, with the most vulnerable having priority. The United States authorizes Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use as the country grapples with a surge that is killing over 2,500 people a day. The U.S. is the first nation to approve the two-dose regimen, which is now the second vaccine to be deployed in a Western country after one developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. At least 9 coronavirus patients died in a fire at a hospital in southeastern Turkey, the health ministry says. The blaze in an intensive care ward of the hospital broke out when a tank on an artificial respirator exploded. All the victims were patients who had been hospitalized with the coronavirus. Turkey has recorded more than 1.9 million cases of COVID-19 and more than 17,600 deaths since the pandemic began a year ago. Australia's Sydney to Hobart yacht race is called off for the first time in its 76-year history because of an escalating coronavirus outbreak, organizers are saying. The often brutal 628 nautical mile race was due to start on Boxing Day, just after Christmas. But with parts of Sydney locked down after a new cluster of COVID-19 cases, the race has been canceled. At least 1.6 million people have died since the outbreak of COVID-19 emerged in China last December. That's according to tallies from Johns Hopkins University. For more on these and other international news stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
VOA 1.